Thanks, Luke. My presentation is likelihood ratio based mixed resolution facial comparison. It will follow outline from introduction, and then I introduce my measures and how we demonstrate measures in our experiment, and conclusion. First, I'd like to show you the standard biometric comparison system. We have two images, A and B, and we put them into a biometric comparison system. We output our score. Based on this score, we will make decision whether the two images are from the same person or not. For face recognition, we have two facial images. Usually, the two images are has high resolution, which in most of the existing face recognition system. But we like to look at the forensic problem. For example, in surveillance situations. We have high resolution mugshots, but we have the probe images that were taken by surveillance cameras that is very likely to be low resolution. Okay, then there the two images are quite different. The problem is how do we compare those two? The first approach, we can make them both low resolution by using some interpolation methods, but this approach might lose some details of the high resolution images. Second approach is to make them both high resolution. There are some techniques like super resolution. There are some measures like Baker and Kaneda propose measuring hallucinating faces, and Zhou and Yuan propose measuring the very low resolution face recognition problem. But for the super resolution measures, usually they add some details to the low resolution image, which are actually was not contained in the original images. So it might make the face recognition system a bit confusing. Okay. Then the third approach is just to accept their high resolution and low resolution image, and we design a classifier which can handle them. There are already some methods that were working on this approach. Lee and Chang, Shan, Chen use a method called coupled locality preserving mapping, and Malta Fish and Kakadiris propose a method using semi-coupled basis and distance metric learning. We are also going to follow this approach and design a face recognition system. Our method is called the mixed resolution biometric comparison. First, we use some notations, X for high resolution gallery and Y for low resolution probe. We make the hypothesis that for the samples originate from the same individual, and the samples originate from different individuals. Then we can compute the likelihood ratio for for X to Y if they are from the same subject. This classifier is optimal because it will give an optimal RC curve. Let's look at the likelihood ratio. We will assume a Gaussian distribution. Then we will end up with a similarity score that is derived from the log likelihood ratio that will look like this. Here the sigmas are the covariance matrix of X and Y and the cross covariance. We'd like to show you there some difference between our mixed resolution classifier a comparison with a single resolution comparison. In single resolution comparison, the total variance will be the same because they are for the same resolution. And the sigma x, y, and y will be between classical variance. Then for this formula, we do a lot of widening and diagonalization to make it simpler. Then x will become xc and y become yc, and we end up with a similarity score like this. Here the first part with delta diff that will measure the difference between x and y, and the second part with the weight delta sum will measure the rareness of the two images. Okay, here this is the diagram of our classifier, which is actually implemented the equations that I showed you before. The first part, do the whitening and map the two images into a common subspace. And the second part, compute similarity score. Okay, how do we demonstrate the effectiveness of our method? We compared our method to a state-of-the-art method that called CBD. Called CBD, it's semi-coupled basis and distance matrix learning for cross-domain matching that was published in October last year. We use the same protocol as they use, so we can do direct comparison. The database we use is called the Surveillance Camera Face Database. There are in total 130 subjects. The images we use are shown, some samples are shown here. The first row are the high resolution images that we use. They are captured at 1 meter distance. And the image size are 30 by 24 pixels. The second row are the low resolution image. They are captured at 2.6 meters and 15 by 12 pixels. We use 100 subjects for training and 4 images per subject. The rest 30 subjects are used for testing. So 4 images per subject for gallery and 1 image per subject used for probe. We do random selections of subjects and images, and we make sure that no subjects are overlapped between training and testing. And those selections repeat 100 times. Here are the results. the red numbers and the curves are from our method, and the rest are from the CBD method. As we can see for verification experiment, as verification rate show here, and area on the curve will significantly outperform the CBD method. And for rank one recognition rate, we also have some improvement. Okay, conclusion. We proposed a novel method called the mixture resolution biometric comparison. For this method, we can directly compare low resolution image to high resolution gallery. It is based on likelihood ratio and the different resolutions are mapped to a common feature subspace. And our experiment on surveillance quality fixed images shows that our method outperforms the state of the art. Thank you. Why is it so slow? This one? I don't know how to describe because I can't, but our result is in this curve, so you can see the quite big area under it, but that one it will be a little bit higher than this one because we selected the best result that provided in the paper, but they didn't draw the curve here. But I suppose that for 0.77 it should be some probably something like that, and our method. If you look at maybe verification rate at a certain false acceptance rate, our methods are much better than their method. Yeah, we repeat it 100 times. This is the standard deviation. Sorry, I didn't mention that. Yeah, so it's quite some difference. We're not only talk about the resolution. Actually, what we consider is the images captured at different distances. So there will be quite some difference if they're captured at a different distance. Like here, actually, the images quality are quite different. So we suppose it kind of like the real situation, although it would be better if we can replace the high resolution image here as mug shots. But here we use this is in order to compare to their method. But actually we also tried the experiment with mug shot images as gallery, and then we also see it helps using our methods.
I'm loud enough. Hello, everybody. I'm Hamed Izadi from EPFL in Lausanne. I'm going to present our work on how synthetic fingerprints can improve pre-selection of MCC pairs using local quality measures. So this work actually came out as a result, partly as a result of my short visit in the biolab of University of Bologna. Working with Professor Maldoni and Raffaele Capelli, who actually developed this minutia cylinder codes, noted here as MCC, which is kind of a state-of-the-art local minutia descriptors for minutia-based fingerprint matchings. And in this talk, I first introduce our work, then talk a little bit briefly about these minutia cylinder codes and the algorithm on local grid similarity selection for matching two fingerprints using MCC. Then I talk about a little bit the cylinder quality measures, which are actually local quality measures corresponding to these MCC descriptors, and a method that we proposed to use a logistic regression classifier for modifying these local similarities using local quality measures. And finally, I present you some results on both synthetic and real data. So, as I mentioned before, the focus is mostly on quality, which is the source of many or even most errors in current fingerprint recognition systems. So, and in this work, we are focusing mostly in combination of local matching using local minutia descriptors with local quality measures combined in order to improve the recognition performance. And what we use here mainly, there are synthetic fingerprints, which are more and more used for testing and training fingerprint recognition systems. And the main reason that the people use synthetic fingerprints is to train their algorithm, because we have access to the ground truth minutia, and there's possibility to create large databases in a short time with varying noise and different quality levels on the data. And on the other side, nowadays there are good synthetic fingerprint generators which are mimicking really the real statistics of real data, and they are kind of generalized. They can be really generalized to real data for optimizing the algorithm. So our main contribution here is to actually to use this synthetic data to create a training data to create a training data set based containing genuine and imposter MCC pairs. then we propose a binary classification model to classify these genuine and imposter MCC pairs, and we use this model to modify local similarity scores of these MCCs using local quality measures, which I'm going to touch now. So MCC, as I said, is a local minutia descriptor which encodes the spatial distance and angular difference between a central minutia and the neighboring minutia in a fixed radius circular area around it. So they are found to be invariant to rotation and translation, and they're kind of robust to Eskin distortions. They can be easily implemented in a bit-based version, which are quite fast for comparing two fingerprints, and they're also shown to have a high performance comparing to other local minutia descriptors currently available. So for matching two fingerprints using MCC, there are normally three main steps. Firstly is to compute the local similarity scores between all possible MCC pairs from the two fingerprints to be compared. Then there is the kind of an important step, which is like to pre-select the candidate pairs among all those pairs that we had, and finally consolidation of these local similarity scores into a global similarity score between the two fingerprints. So for the pre-selection, here the focus is on pre-selection of candidate pairs. Currently, the best algorithms is this local greedy similarity selection, which selects the top pairs based on the computed local similarities, but discarding those pairs that contain the minutia already selected. So with this algorithm, we try to make sure that each pair has different minutia from the two fingerprints. So we don't select the minutia several times. For the quality measures, some people like to say local quality features. Here we use them. Two local quality features, for example, in this NFIQ tool, there's like a list of local quality features that people use, but we use these two mostly adapted for these MCC descriptors. One is the number of extracted minutia in a cylinder, and the other one, the average minutia qualities inside the cylinder. And as we notice, there is kind of an inverse relation between these two as well in a when we compared this in several MCC descriptor. And here is our main method. Here we try to use these local quality measures. Here I, for example, for these two I put it like Q and N for a pair of R and C. Shows a pair of cylinders, and here we try to use this synthetic data that we create for training to learn a function based on the old similarity scores and the local quality measures in order to update this, to update this local similarity score. Here we use the logistic regression, which is really fast to train, and if we look at the log odd ratio of the probability for a pair to be genuine, but here I noted like P shows the probability of the probability that the pair of R and C is a genuine pair, is a genuine MCC pair. So here using this logistic regression, we can, using this synthetic training data, we can train these coefficients, beta, beta 0, beta 1, and so on, to beta 3. Then we use these modified similarity scores using the old, like, this LGS algorithm, but we use the modified similarity scores instead of the old one. And at the end, because our focus is only on pre-selection, we used only the simple averaging of the selected, the local similarities of those pairs have been selected to compute the global score. So in this fashion, the global score, the global matching performance shows a kind of the performance of pre-selection, because here we only use the local similarity scores, we pre-select them, and we simply average the similarity scores to obtain the global score. So for training, as I said, we use this synthetic database using SPJ developed in Bologna. So here using like 320 fingerprints by firstly, because in this synthetic fingerprints, the ground truth minutia is available, so we could run some kind of minutia extractor on these synthetic fingerprints to extract some minutia. And by searching near the ground truth minutia, we could see, we could find like genuine and imposter minutia from two fingerprints. And based on that, we define genuine and imposter MCC pairs. By genuine, I mean those MCC pairs that their central minutia are matched, and imposter otherwise. So we have lots of imposter, but genuine MCC pairs are corresponding to matched minutia from two fingerprints. And for the first evaluations, we just tried, for example, here I used two quality measures. The left one is average minutia quality in cylinder, the right one is number of extracted minutia in cylinder, and the blue dots are genuine and red one are imposter MCC pairs. And the vertical axis is the local similarity score. So here we see kind of, for example, for the first quality measure, there's kind of like a relation between genuine and genuine pairs and these locals, this quality measure, but imposter scores seem to be kind of uncorrelated. And for number of extracted minutia is the opposite. Mostly imposter pairs are related. And it's worth mentioning that here we use the pairwise measure, because we have normally two cylinders from two fingerprints, and we use this a square root formula or geometric mean to compute the pairwise measure between two. The left one is kind of even, for example, before the people noted this, that global quality measures are having kind of the same relation with similarity scores, but in global aspect for comparing two fingerprints. Here we went more into local level and tried to compare this for MCC descriptors rather than fingerprints. So to test this, we use both synthetic and real data. For real data, we use FPC database 2002, and the minutia templates containing also minutia qualities are extracted using FingerJet from Digital. This is the open source minutia extractor available from Digital Persona and FPC protocol to for genuine and imposter fingerprints. And here is the matching performance on synthetic data when we use no quality measure. This is the blue curve. And when we use both quality measures, is the black curve. We use the two quality measures, and we train those coefficients and use these coefficients to obtain similarity score. And based on this new similarity score, we could gain some we could boost the performance in using these two, and the green one is when we use only the number of extracted minutiae. But when we use only the average minutiae quality, the improvement is not that visible here. But in real data, even only using average minutiae quality, we have small improvements. But using both together, we obtain the best performance when we updated these similarity scores, and we got the best matching performance using these two measures here. For example, the blue one is there is like error rate of 1.72% on FPC 2002, but when we update these similarity scores, we gain. Anyway, it was kind of finished. It was the last slide, and just as a conclusion, we proposed a method to take the advantage of synthetic fingerprints to modify similarity scores of MCC pairs in order to improve pre-selection of MCC pairs for fingerprint matching. The experiments on both synthetic and real data showed improvement in global matching performance through better pre-selection of these pairs, and the number of extracted minutiae is shown to be a valuable local quality feature in our case, at least for MCC descriptors using in our approach. And last but not least, the method can be easily generalized to use to be used with the other local quality measures or with the other local minutiae descriptors, because as I've shown in this formula, the other quality measures can be added simply using more terms in those in this linear combination. We can add other local other local quality features for updating similarity scores. So thanks for your attention.
Thank you for an interesting presentation. Are there any questions? Yeah?
Yes, just a small question. Can we take a approach to create a good spoof, parameter spoof fingerprint system? Can we use the same approach to create some synthetic?
Synthetic approach for spoofing?
We use similar approach to create synthetic fingerprints, very good to attack some fingerprint system.
It can be used, but it depends. If you're like comparing images, yeah, you can use synthetic fingerprints, because if you have the minutiae template from a real fingerprints, you can generate these synthetic fingerprints using this minutiae template and use the image. Normally here we create images, but for spoofing, normally the people try to use kind of materials, or in this case, I'm not sure if synthetic approach, as I explained here, will be used.
Perfect. I have two other questions, and they both refer to graphs, so it's a pity that the graphs disappeared, but I kind of remember what they look like, so maybe I can sketch them. You can read. I remember that it was a graph about those local qualities, where here you had a number of minutiae, and here you had a quality.
No, it was not a quality, it was a local similarity score.
Local similarity score?
Yeah.
So
So it was the.
I think it said quality, but I. Yeah, see, it was quality.
No, no, it was actually two graphs. Well,
ah. So I only saw one of the graphs, apparently.
No, the graphs were generally. The graphs
because
were generally the quality versus similarity scores. I showed two graphs, and I used two different quality measures.
One was
the number of minutiae, the other one was the average minutiae quality. But these axes were like always local similarity scores.
So
it was the quality
score. Was the number of minutiae versus quality, and it went like this. And
ah,
really
yeah, in another, yeah, it was another graph and. Yeah, it was just a relation.
But that is very interesting. So if you have the number of minutiae.
Number of extracted minutiae.
And here you have the quality.
Average minutiae quality.
Yeah? Mm-hmm. Okay, but if you look at this, it would suggest that it goes down with the number of minutiae. And if you have zero minutiae, you would have the best quality. That's a bit strange, right?
No, it was not zero, but it means that those areas actually having lots of minutiae extracted, they might be of low quality. And the relation was not as, because I tried to fit a line to this, and
but
I didn't use this information anywhere, because at the end I used these two as two separate features and tried to train the system. But here it was interesting to see there is kind of relation, like inverse relation like this. It means that those local regions having lots of minutiae extracted might have lower quality.
Poorer quality. Yes.
Poorer quality. But it was not going to zero anyway.
No,
it's starting from
one. But it was an interesting suggestion, this line.
Yeah.
That's what I was triggered on. The other thing is, I will be very brief, is that if you looked at the dead curves, they were very noisy, as a matter of fact. Would that suggest that you use small data sets? Because if you have a big data set,
For synthetic, I use a small, because I use the bigger part for training. But for real data, I use FPC.
But if you can synthesize data, why didn't you synthesize it?
And I was like zooming and kind of the.
But that if you see that they are very noisy, you might ask if the differences are really significant.
The differences were kind of significant when you use both measures together. So.
But there were so large.
I think it's coming.
Now it works. They are quite noisy and quite close to each other, so I wondered.
There are like EERs. The black one is when we use the two measures together, and if we compare equal error rates, is in any case here we have like equal error rates of 1.72%. We don't use any quality measures, but when we use both quality measures together, we obtain like 1.39.
You would repeat the experiment 100 times.
It doesn't matter. It's the same. On the same database?
No, of course, different.
On different database?
Different
parts of
the database, you would get.
Yeah, this is the thing that I wanted to show. That's why I tried to simulate that. But I didn't try. I just mentioned some like representative here. I used this on many like FPC databases. Yeah, but more or less the same trend is visible in any case.
Yeah, thank you again. Okay. This is the last session of the workshop, and I'm pretty sure that Christoph Busch wants to say something to us now.
Thank you, Luke, for impersonating the piece today. You did a very good job. Even though the voice recognition tells me you're not the same. I would like to thank you again for coming to this workshop. It was interesting for me, it was hopefully interesting for you as well.
ademle adi ni degrene patkopne for everyone. The agenda? It should be in the book somewhere there. Ah, okay, it's in the room. Yeah.